Welcome to Today on Broadway for Wednesday, February 22nd, 2017. I'm Broadway World's Matt Tamanini. James spent last evening on the Isle of the Grand Jatte, so I'm going to run through the news solo today. Let's start out looking at last week's Broadway grosses. In addition to it being Valentine's Day and the first 2 days of a long holiday weekend, Broadway also saw the addition of three new shows, Come From Away, Significant Other, and The Price. So, as a whole, The Great White Way's grosses were up over 29%, coming in at $25,574,529. None of those three new shows played a full eight performances, but the straight play off-Broadway transfer Significant Other did play seven performances, grossing just under $227,000. However, Roundabout's revival of Arthur Miller's The Price and the new musical Come From Away fared much better at the box office in much shorter weeks. In four performances, The Price brought in receipts for over $280,000, and Come From Away did nearly $323,000 in just three shows. Obviously, it's just a handful of performances, but they're off to a great start at both the American Airlines and Schoenfeld theaters. Interestingly, only two shows saw week-to-week declines, those being Hamilton and Dear Evan Hansen. Obviously, I'm not concerned for either of those shows, as they were both down just under $50,000. The biggest gainer of the week was Sunday in the Park with George, which expanded from a performance to seven, coming in at $855,538. And after that was Wicked, up over $500,000, followed by Paramore and School of Rock, which used $400,000 increases to break the $1 million mark. Despite the $37,000 decline, Hamilton, of course, is still King of the Hill at $2,866,806, followed by The Lion King, Wicked, Aladdin, The Book of Mormon, Sunset Boulevard, Paramore, Dear Evan Hansen, Natasha Peer and the Great Comet of 1812, A Bronx Tale, and School of Rock in the seven-figure club. What makes Sunset's $1.3 million haul so interesting is that it happened in just seven performances. Again, it was only their third week back on the board, so who knows if interest will wane, but as of now, Norma's back at last. I hate to pile on, but In Transit was again Broadway's lowest grossing show that played a full eight performances. It was nearly $100,000 behind Jitney in that department. As James and I have discussed before, every Broadway season is different, and dating back to last summer, this one has been all kinds of bonkers, but for the most part, we haven't seen things bottoming out like we normally do in the winter months, and with shows beginning performances a little more spread out than in recent years, we don't have a glut in April. We have a lot in April, but we have things spread out between February, March, and April. I wonder if we're going to see that bottoming out, seeing things ever really get bad before they get good again. So here's hoping that it's a great spring for every show on Broadway, or at least as many shows on Broadway as is humanly possible. In other news, yesterday, TEDx Broadway announced the speakers for its sixth annual event, this time with a theme of Let's Talk. I don't know if that's a Joan Rivers reference or not, but the event will feature new speakers, a new format, and a new focus. The one-of-a-kind event will emanate from New World Stages on Tuesday, March 21st, and the big theater name speaking will be writer and director Tina Landau, who currently is working on getting the SpongeBob musical ready for Broadway, and Alton Fitzgerald White, who has done more than 4,300 performances as Mufasa in The Lion King on Broadway. Mufasa, Mufasa, Mufasa. As always, there will be other less theatrically focused speakers, and Jim McCarthy, CEO of Gold Star and one of the event organizers, said in a press release, quote, "This year's TEDx Broadway will be more interactive for everybody involved. We all need to talk about the ideas we're putting on our stage, out in the community and beyond, that help shape the Broadway ecosystem in the future." Sounds like a great event. So if you want to purchase tickets for $100, you can at tedxbroadway.com/2017. Next up, let's chat about a little show and casting news. First, yesterday, the Public Theater announced a two-week extension for David Byrne's new musical, Joan of Arc, Into the Fire We Fly, and the Devil Will Burn. No? No, that's not the full title. It should be. Anyway, directed by Alex Timbers, the show was originally slated to end its run on April 16th, but will now play until the 30th of that month. The show doesn't officially open until March 15th. I know Aladdin does not a Broadway musical make, but man, does this one make me feel old. According to an Equity casting notice, a new stage musical based on the late 80s to early 90s dramedy, sitcom-y type thing, The Wonder Years, is getting a lab presentation. Actor and writer Tim Federle is writing the book, and the score will feature songs from various artists. No word if that means they will be using existing songs, like perhaps the Joe Cocker version of the Beatles song With a Little Help from My Friends, or if a number of composers will write original music a la SpongeBob. Either way, the lab is set for May 1st through 19th of this year. When and if casting is announced, we will let you know. Of course, the original series starred Fred Savage, Danica McKellar, and Dan Loria, who's turned out to be a pretty solid stage actor. Apparently today, Inside Edition, which I guess is still a thing, will air an exclusive feature chronicling the memories of women who have played Annie in honor of the show's 40th anniversary. Included in the feature will be original Annie, Andrea McCardle, Broadway's most recent original Annie, Lilla Crawford, and the most famous former Annie, Sarah Jessica Parker. I'm not sure when or if Inside Edition, the show that launched Bill O'Reilly into national prominence, airs in your area, but if you are so inclined, this looks like a fun, sweet trip down memory lane. Finally, late last night, the esteemed columnist over at the New York Post, Michael Riedel, put out an article that I don't really think had a whole lot of journalistic substance behind it, but in the article, he supposes that a new production of Agatha Christie's Murder on the Orient Express could find its way to Broadway. He doesn't have any sources, there's no one talking about this, it's not rumors, he's just guessing. He ends his article with, quote, "I have a hunch there will be a few Broadway producers on that New Jersey Transit coach to Princeton for the opening of Murder on the Orient Express." The production that he's talking about is a new adaptation by Ken Ludwig of the classic Agatha Christie novel, and it's got some pretty big names involved. In addition to Ludwig writing the adaptation, Emily Mann is directing, Beowulf Bort is doing the set design, and William Ivy Long is doing the costume design. Leading the company as Detective Hercule Poirot is Alan Cordonneau, who starred in the film adaptation of Topsy Turvy and can be seen as the Israeli ambassador on Showtime's Homeland. Also in the cast are the great Julie Halston, Tony nominee Max von Essen, and our friend Alexandra Silber. The production will run for just 3 weeks at Princeton, New Jersey's MacArthur Theater Center. Of course, that could always be extended, but previews begin on March 14th and it is currently slated to run through April 2nd. If you follow Josh Gad on Twitter, you know that he is currently filming a movie version of Murder on the Orient Express, which will be directed by Kenneth Branagh, who also stars as Hercule Poirot. Also in that cast will be Olivia Colman, Penelope Cruz, William Dafoe, Judi Dench, Johnny Depp, Derek Jacobi, Michelle Pfeiffer, Daisy Ridley, and recent Tony winner Leslie Odom Jr. So it'll be interesting to see if this film, when it comes out in November of 2017, how that plays with a completely unrelated adaptation potentially moving to Broadway. Either way, I guess it's a good time to be a Belgian detective. Okay, that's all I've got for you today, short and sweet. Thanks for listening to Today on Broadway. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Broadway Radio. You can find me on Twitter at BWWMatt and subscribe to Something That Pop on iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Play. Tomorrow, Jen and I will release our Wish, Want, and Will episode focused on this weekend's Oscars. Have a great hump day, and James and I will be back to talk to you tomorrow.